In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We know all the miracle of the born blind, but we know it as a miracle, just one of the miracles that our Lord Jesus Christ did. But I want to tell you that it's more than just a miracle that our Lord Jesus Christ did. And the fact that it's in the Gospel of St. John, it's by itself says that there is something very important about this miracle. And we read the same gospel in the Sunday of baptism in the Holy Lent, and we pray the same, actually the same gospel used to be prayed during baptisms in the original prayers of baptism. Because this story somehow, it tells us about the story of any Christian, believe it or not. That anyone, any Christian is born blind. And Christ make him or give him another birth, that he's born again. That the purpose of Christ's coming on earth, not just to heal someone who is sick, but to save a soul and to change my life, that I see everything different, that I see everything new, like I've never seen before. Imagine the born blind, someone never saw anything in his life. And now he sees everything. Of course, he sees everything different than the image he used to have for even his family or his friends or for anyone. Completely different vision. The born blind, after he was healed, do you think he ever lived the same life again? Absolutely not. He didn't walk the same way. He didn't eat the same way. He didn't shake hands with people the same way. Everything was different about him. And that should be the case of every Christian who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. That he has a brand new life. And doesn't mean a brand new life, it's once, it's anything that's brand new after a day or two or a month or two or a year or two, it will get old. But it's something brand new that will stay new all the time. That every Christian is like the born blind will proclaim to all the world that this is a sinner, this is someone who is bad, this is someone who is blind, and now he sees. The Christian is a moving miracle everywhere and anywhere. That's the story of the born blind. That's why this gospel is read in the baptism of every single Christian, to know that we, the purpose of being Christian, or the purpose of Christ doing anything in our lives, is not to be Christians, is not to go to church. This is not the goal. The goal is to live a brand new life. Not only a brand new life because it's different or new, amazing life, a good life, a life that you can see what's going on, a clear life. That's the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ and his salvation to every and each one of us. And I want to ask you a question. Do you live this life, as St. Paul said, in the newness of life, life that's always new? Are you a moving miracle? Or just an ordinary person and like to be an ordinary person? Because Christ doesn't have ordinary kids. King cannot have ordinary kids. They're always, all of them, they're extraordinary, they're supernatural. Why? Because what he does in them. Christ did four things happened in the life of this born blind man. And it happens to me and you and everyone. And my question to you, if you don't live the brand new life in Christ, if you don't live a life that's miraculous, that's witness to Christ, where are you? Are you stuck in any of these steps? So I'm going to tell you the four steps. And you think, which step are you stuck in? Or you're there in the fourth step. The first step, when Jesus comes to the man in his darkness and his blindness, the man was desperate. He tried everything. He went to all the doctors. He went to all the sorcerers. He did everything that he can do in order to have his sight back, but he couldn't. He was so desperate that he was ready for the Lord to put mud in his eyes, and he wouldn't mind because he was so desperate. That's the first step. that Christ come to us when we are desperate for Him. Christ is a Savior. Savior, it means someone who's dying and needs someone to save him. So unfortunately, the first step will never happen unless someone admits that he needs someone to save. He's fed up with himself and with his life. That's the first step. The second step, Jesus asks us to take a step of faith. Go and wash. Obedience. The third step is when we obey, He enlightens us. He opens our eyes. And then the life changes. That's the fourth step. We're going to have each one in particular. The first step is, before the Savior do anything in your life, you must admit that you need someone to save you, that you are in trouble, that you can't do it on your own. A lot of people are stuck in the first step and wouldn't move any forward because they're trying different routes. They're trying different friends. They're trying different cities. They're trying different everything. If they can change their parents, they would. If they can change their names, their life, their shape, anything, they would, in order for things to change. But guess what? Things will never change. God will never come to someone unless he's desperate and need a Savior. Why? Because he's coming to change his life. He must be willing to change anything and to do anything. He must need a Savior. Savior to do what? This man wanted to see, but we're not blind. To tell you the truth, every one of us is born blind. And a lot of times we are blind to so many things. Sometimes we're blind to God's grace and mercy, to God's existence, to God's love, to God's care. I don't see that God cares about me. I don't see that I'm a fortunate person in this life. I don't see good things happening. A lot of people see only negative things, don't see positive things. A lot of people need to see God's miracles and God's work in their lives. A lot of people need to see good things. Why? Because we are blind to these things. A lot of people don't see a purpose for their life, and they need a purpose. They need a purpose for their life. They need to see. But eventually, they need to admit that we are desperate for God's help and God's mercy. Are you desperate? When is the last time you were desperate to God? Mostly we get desperate, rarely for a spiritual thing, but maybe for an earthly thing. Probably there is something that's not going to be solved in your life. Guess what? This problem that's in your life is there that you maybe one day may feel that you are desperate and go to Him. And from there, you can move on and you can change. Sometimes, not sometimes, most of the time, we have to hit rock bottom first before we float again, before we can cry that I need a Savior. I tried everything. So if you're stuck in this step, maybe you're trying different routes. Maybe you're trying different human things. Maybe you're trying your best. But I'm telling you, unless we got on our knees, desperate for Him. And I'll tell you next, like the next step will show why desperation is very important. One thing before I leave this step, how important this step is. Very important. You know why? Because some people here in this gospel, they never felt that they are desperate or need God. You know what's their name? The scribes and Pharisees. And they were never saved. They never asked for help. We're okay. We're better than others. We don't need to get baptized by John. We're righteous people. We're going by the law. They didn't feel that they are in much need. So what we're doing? We're not doing anything bad. They didn't feel the desperation. And therefore, they were never saved. The second step, of course, Christ came to this man when he was extremely desperate, would do anything. So he asked him to take a step of faith. And that's the next step that Christ does with us. When we are desperate and go to him, he says, well, I want you to take a step of faith. For this man, he took some mud, put it in his eyes, and he said, go all the way to the pool of Siloam, and there you wash your eyes. If you don't know, this is ridiculous. Have you ever seen a blind man in the Middle East? I've seen that because the المعلم بتاع الكنيسة or the head deacon was blind, and sometimes I had to take him home. It's very bad because the streets aren't the best. So they can stumble, they may stumble 5 or 10 times on their way while someone is guarding him and guiding him. You know, for these people, in order to move, it's very, very difficult. And people look at them, and a lot of people are not nice, believe it or not. Here you see a blind man, everything stops, and everybody wait for him. But people mock them, even back them. You know why? Because they believe that they did a sin. That's why this happened to them. People who had infirmities like this, they were mocked. They were not, people didn't have compassion on them. So Jesus told him to go all the way to wash in a certain pool or a lake. Are you kidding me? You know, I wash my face every single day and nothing happens. I probably this man washed before in the same pool many times and nothing happened. What's unique about this water? There is nothing different in it. What happened to this water? But Jesus said, today you go and do this. And as much as it was very hard, the man went all the way and washed over there. Second step in our life, that God asks you to do something very ordinary. Might be simply just committing to prayer. Just be committed to prayer every day. Or just go to church regularly. Are you trying to tell me that all my problems are going to be solved and my life will be changed if I go to church regularly? What's in a church? I've been to church many times before, nothing happened. It's an ordinary thing. It's the same water. But believe it or not, it's not the water of Siloam that healed him. But it's the obedience of faith to the Lord that healed him. Because he listened to him. Faith could be just summarized in one word. Obedience. Go all the way and do exactly like what I'm telling you. Not a, okay, let me get some water and wash here. No, you have to go there. How about if I go to another lake that's, you know, nearer? No, you have to go to that lake and wash your face there. It's an ordinary thing. Wash your face. But the man believed, and he put up with the trouble. And he went, and I want to stress on all the way. How about if the man went 50%? Let's not say 50%. If he went 90% of the way, and he said, Lord, you know that I'm a blind man, I can't walk, and I really did my best, but I can't go any further. Would 90% work? Would he get healed if he walked 90% of the way and never made it there? No. He had to go all the way, 100%, to the same pool and wash. And believe me, it wasn't that water. It was the faith that was illustrated in obedience, simple obedience to the Lord that healed him. A lot of people ask, how would letting go of a relationship, would it change my life? Just to believe what God is telling you. Just do what he's trying to tell you. And let me tell you something very unique. Every one of us know exactly what God wants us to do. The question is, are we willing to obey or not? And obedience means faith. And when we obey, God takes us to the next level. And when we obey, he takes us to another level. And so on. Abraham, the fathers of all generations. Why he was a man of faith. And Abraham believed in God and it was counted for him as righteousness. What did he do? God told him, leave your family, and go live in that city. What's unique about that city? No, just listen to what he's trying to tell you. If you listen to what he's telling you, this is faith. Just doing what he's asking you to do, even if it doesn't make any sense, even if you're not convinced, even if it's a very ordinary thing. There was nothing unique about the water of that pool, but it's the obedience to Christ that proved his faith. There is nothing unique. You know, you think that if you see one of the saints, that they did something supernatural that we never did before. No, they were ordinary people. But they listened, they obeyed, and that proved the faith. God told him, leave your family, go live there, I will do. And when that happened, his faith got strengthened. He believed that God really is there with him. Next time God told him, go offer your only son that you were waiting for 90 years. Go offer him as a sacrifice. What did Abraham do? He took him in order to do exactly what the Lord told him. And that's counted as faith and a man of faith. Why? Because he obeyed to just an ordinary thing. We know what we need to do. But the question is, are we willing to obey? Or are we afraid of making it all the way? I can't make it all the way. Or I'm afraid that people will mock me. Or I'm afraid of this or that. It's up to you. But in the end, you know what God wants you to do, and you have to obey. The third step in our life, same thing happened with the man. He went there, obeyed, washed his face. What happened? His eyes were opened and he was able to see. A miracle happened. This man, for the very first time in his life, he can see everything different. He can see very clearly. You know what? This happens exactly to everyone who believes. If you do this ordinary thing and you listen all the way, believe it or not, God will open your eye. Your inner eye, in order to see things different. You see things the same way God sees them. You see life the same way God sees it. You see people the same way God sees people. You see problems the same way God sees problems. God will enlighten you. God will give you wisdom and understanding. And all of a sudden, everything is different in front of you. Everything is different. Everything is brand new. This man, when he was healed, he didn't only see with his physical eyes, but he was able to see with their inner eyes. He was the one who could say, you are the Son of the living God. You are Christ, the Son of God. Scribes and Pharisees couldn't see it, couldn't say it, couldn't admit that. This step in our life, exactly when God does a big miracle in your life. God gives you big push of hope. What do you do afterwards? And a lot of us have this in our life. Something huge happened. Do you sleep after that? Let me tell you, when this man was healed and he was able to see, when his eyes were opened, imagine, what did he try to do afterwards, right after? What were he doing? What do you think? He went to eat? Or he went to sleep? Or he went to do any ordinary thing? Or he went to stare at every person in his family and all people around him and the trees and the skies and every little thing? He wanted to see it with the new eyes. He wanted to see the new life. What is that for us Christians? If God does a big miracle for your life, you need to see everything the same way God sees it. The same way it is. How do I do that? With the Word of God, with the Bible. This man was so thirsty to see everything and know everything and stare at everything. I would imagine that this man did not sleep for a couple of days because he just wanted to stare at everything, look at everything, and just see life. He was so excited. So when something happened to this, when God opens your eyes, when God does something huge in your life, what do you do after that? What you should do, you should really be fed on the Word of God. You should see everything different. How? Through the Word of God. God, make me see people different. How? Through His words. God does a lot of great miracles in our life, but we're very good in putting down the fire. He's putting fire in our life, but we're just quenching this fire. Why? While the fire is there, while the miracle is there, while God already worked in your heart and opened the eyes of your heart, go and feed yourself on the Word of God that you may see everything different and clearly. The last step is the new life. That I live life like never before. Because you cannot see everything in front of you and live as a blind. He can't walk the same way. He can't talk the same way. He can't move around the same way. Everything is different in his life based on what he sees. So based on the Word of God in your life, based on you being fed very well with the Word of God and seeing everything through God and His words, then you act differently. And we must act differently. Because if we don't, it means that we didn't believe, that we did not change, that Christ didn't help us to live a new life. Every Christian is that born blind man. Every Christian is a miracle, a moving miracle, a new life that people see and say, wow, praise God, really Christ is the Son of God. Can people look at you and say that because you live in that new life? Are you renewed every single day? As the verse here says, you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. Every day we are renewed to the knowledge of God. Through what? Where is the knowledge of God? It's through the Word of God. To what? Change it to which image? To His image. Renewed every single day. Every single day we are new. We are fresh. We're up. Because, not because of us, not because anything that's happening in our life, but because of Him who is working great miracles of us. And the more we're obedient, the more enlightenment come. And the more enlightenment come, the more changes happen over and over again. And we go through this cycle over and over again. When we're desperate, we call upon Him, then we obey Him. And when we listen to Him, He enlightens us. When He enlightens us, we're so hungry for Him and we're fed on His Word, and then we live a new life. And we go this cycle over and over again, that every Christian should be a miracle of the born blind man. And glory be to God forever and ever.